So some of the factors I've heard about, and I'm curious how you think them through. One is the brain. How much better is the combination than single agent in terms of the brain?
The brain is one of the areas where combination checkpoint blockade, I think, has really definitively proven superiority to single agent PD-1 blockade. We're talking about response rates in the high 40s to mid 50% range for a combination checkpoint blockade in the brain. And we're talking about response rates of around 20-ish percent for single agent PD-1. So this is more than twice as good of a response rate in the brain with combination checkpoint blockade. And the brain is also a place where you don't want to lose a response. It's such an important area that it's really critical if you have a patient with brain metastases that you start to turn that disease in the right direction. So we've now seen from two prospective studies in melanoma of the combination of nivolumab plus ipilimumab, how well it can work in the brain. And the response rates in the brain really look like the same as the response rates in the body. So the brain is an organ just like every other organ in the body. And although it's a separate compartment, we have to think about unique issues related to brain metastases and melanoma. I really think that we should be thinking more strongly about combination checkpoint blockade for patients with brain metastases than single agent because of the more than doubling response rates that we'll see.
Brain's an issue in people who don't have clinical brain mets, too, because it's always a potential concern, which leads to what I kind of am hearing as a clinical algorithm that has evolved in melanoma concerning this, which is kind of a preference to use the combination if you think the patient can get through it, i.e., they're younger, they're in good condition, they're motivated, you know, whatever it might be. But to be fine, if not, the patient's older, whatever. But I don't know, is that your philosophy?
If you take toxicity out of the question, and I know that's not fair to do because that's an important consideration, but if you just put that to the side for a moment and you look at pure efficacy, I think the combination is the most effective when you look at all the immune therapy strategies in melanoma. It has the highest response rate. You can argue about the survival results long term. It was not a powered study to look at Nivo plus Ipi versus Nivo alone, and pembrolizumab and nivolumab are equivalent drugs in terms of efficacy as well. So lots of debate in terms of whether any perceived differences, which are not statistically significant in terms of long-term survival, favor combination. But in the end of the day, if you put toxicity to the side, it's really a question about the combination still driving the most pure efficacy in the brain, highest response rate. So the question then becomes a toxicity question. How much are we going to be hurting these patients with the combination? How much experience do we have nursing patients through these toxicities that they experience? Which patients is it worth taking the much bigger risk to give them combination checkpoint blockade? Because that's not an easy question. And there are people that if you select them poorly for combination blockade, you can really, really hurt them with the toxicities. And so it's very, very hard to try to pick the patients who can tolerate the combination and who you may think really need the combination. And you hope that maybe some people could just get away with PD-1 by itself. And I think the bottom line for medicine is, in melanoma at least, is both treatment strategies, single agent PD-1 and combination checkpoint blockade, both are totally reasonable because we don't have a really clear-cut winner in all situations yet.